USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly 50,000 Afghan refugees will be housed at 8 military bases across the country. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk saying refugees will be housed at bases in Virginia, Texas, Wisconsin, New Jersey, New Mexico, and Indiana. How is Hurricane Ida affecting gas prices across the United States? From the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Brad Bernards has the details.
Gas Buddy Head of Petroleum Analysis Patrick DeHaan weighs in on Hurricane Ida's impact on oil prices.
I don't think we're going to go much higher. I think maybe a few more cents a gallon, maybe as high as $3.25 a gallon. I really don't foresee getting much worse than that at this time. But still, as motorists hit the road, they're going to be encountering rising prices for Labor Day. I think that will usher in lower prices by mid and late September.
USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed overseas as a follow-up on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken and his team will be heading to Qatar and Germany to thank those countries' leaders for helping with the evacuation of Afghanistan. A Texas man is caught trying to smuggle meat across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Border Patrol agents made an odd discovery earlier this week, stopping a truck with 350 pounds of meat at the Mexican border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they stopped a vehicle at the Paso del Norte border crossing and found 320 pounds of pork bologna and 30 pounds of turkey ham hidden under blankets under the seats in the center console of the vehicle. The 20-year-old El Paso man told agents he was bringing the meat into the country for resale. The CPB pointed to restrictions on bringing pork products into the U.S. because of the recent detection of the African swine fever in the Dominican Republic as the reason for the seizure. The driver was given a $1,000 civil penalty. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Top federal health officials are defending the Biden administration's approach to coronavirus vaccine booster shots after two senior scientists in the Food and Drug Administration's vaccine division announced their intent to leave the agency. The announcement comes as the FDA is weighing the evidence for coronavirus vaccine booster doses as well as shots for children. It also comes amid debate and criticism over whether the Biden administration is jumping ahead of the scientific review process in announcing booster shots for everyone will be available by the week of September 20th. Regarding a one-size-fits-all approach to booster shots, Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News,
"You know, I think most physicians right now in the United States are telling their patients that they'd like to see more data. And if the data clearly shows that you're at increased risk of hospitalizations and deaths and severe illness, then I think the recommendation for booster is going to be clear. Right now, some of us are also concerned about the global equity issue. Right now, the United States has thrown out 15 million vaccine doses. We need those vaccines to be overseas where variants emerge. And if you look at the pattern at the FDA, increasingly, they've been cutting out sort of opposition. They never convened their experts when they looked at vaccine approval for those 12 to 15 years of age. And for them to be told, hey, we want Americans to get this by September 20th, go to work, that's the concern right now."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.